Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Omar Khan. Omar. Can you hear me, Ron?
I hear you just fine. Of course, I'm sitting in the same room.
Both of us have our mics off for some reason. All right, now we're good to go. So Omar is introduced here today as the GM, and we've been playing some of these clips. We're going to go to the line in a minute to get people's gut reaction to this at here at the top of the Steelers food chain, what's happening. Ron, do you like this hire?
I'm more interested to see how it turns out with Andy Weidel. I guess he wasn't there today. I thought maybe they'll introduce him next week, or I thought it could have introduced them both. Today, I'm more interested in how it goes with him. I know Omar. I don't think his role is going to change dramatically. I'm okay with him as the capologist and that guy. So, yeah, I'm okay with it.
Why is he the GM then? I mean,
you
are you okay? Are you okay with Omar being the? I'm not interested in Andy Weidel.
I don't know why.
Do you approve the title is GM?
I don't understand why the title is the way it is. I'm with you.
Do you like 100%. That the Steelers hired or promoted Omar Khan to the very top of their organization below Art Rooney?
Yes, I'm okay with it.
Why?
Because I don't think his role is going to change much. And I think he's very good at what he did. And now, you know, again, maybe like you said, mediate disputes, working with people. I'm okay with it. I'm not as enamored with the title as you are. I know what you're saying.
I'm not enamored with it. I'm simply pointing out he's the general manager of the organization.
I get it, but I'm not putting as much stock into that as you are.
How can I not put stock into the guy, into the general manager?
The way the jobs may be designed, I don't think Omar's going to be the biggest guy on personnel.
Then why is he the GM?
I don't.
Why is he the GM?
Why is he the GM? I don't know
why. Why do you like the hire?
Maybe they shouldn't name him a co-GM with the other guy. Maybe that's what they should have.
It doesn't make sense to me. I'm sorry. It just doesn't.
I'm not saying the title of it does to me, but I don't think just because he has the title of GM means he's going to automatically fail. I don't believe that. I think he's good at what he does, and if the football guy comes in here and as strong as Tom Donahoe says he is and as Kevin Colbert says he is, I think it'll be just fine. Maybe it'll be better. Hopefully it'll be better because, as you point out, in the last 5 years, it hasn't been good enough.
Or 11, really.
Okay, then 11 years. But I keep thinking—
Don't you point that out?
You stop just short of saying Tomlin should be fired.
No, I don't think he should be fired. I don't think he should be all-powerful.
But he's the main guy.
Right.
And these last 5 and 11 years haven't been good enough.
Right.
So get rid of him as the main guy.
No, don't get rid of him as the main guy.
It seems contradictory to me.
What does?
That you knocked their 11 years and with a lot
of... Do you?
Of, and a
Do
lot,
you knock their 11
did
years?
Did you let me finish?
Do you?
Did you...
Right.
When
I'm knocking their 11 years, I'm knocking them.
I'm
knocking them compared to what they say they are,
right.
What they claim to
right.
be. Of course, it's not good enough.
Okay, then get rid of the man who's most
because
responsible for it.
Because something's not good enough, you wind up firing people?
In most cases, yeah.
Okay, then would you fire him? You've said it's not good enough.
No, because I'm not as down on the organization as you are.
You point out a lot of times they haven't won in 5 years, a playoff game.
It hasn't been necessarily good enough, but I'm not. I've no. Also, no.
There's
Tomlin
a wide difference.
Has done a lot of great things in coaching, and I think he's a really good coach. I would take him over maybe all but 4 or 5 coaches in the league.
Okay,
but if you're going to knock their 11 years and admit that he has had too much power. Then you got to get rid of him.
Do you think he's had too much power? Well, why not just reduce his power?
How are you going to do that? How are you going to put that?
Bring in a GM who's an actual GM would be a start from the outside.
I guess that's one way of doing it.
And I wouldn't have given him his extension number two. He's done enough good to where he deserves to stay. That doesn't. There's a wide gap between getting fired.
See, it seems to me like you all but say he should be fired.
Maybe he should be eventually.
The grades you gave him.
Maybe he should be eventually.
Bad C, B, C.
You gave him a B on coaching staff without backing it up with a single fact. This guy has mangled his coaching staff of late.
Mangled it. He has not done good with it. No.
So should he be fired?
No.
You seem to think because I don't think he's done good on everything, he should be fired.
Your view of the organization is a little bit less than mine is.
What's yours?
I think it's a pretty solid organization. I wish they'd win a few more playoff games. I do. But I'm not quite as down on it as you are. And every time you have a chance to knock Tomlin, you do. But yet you just want to keep him, but in a lesser role.
Well, yes,
I don't
in
know
a lesser
that that
role.
Would, could if the Patriots start losing, are they going to take power away from Bill Belichick? Or are they going to fire him? Or
Belichick has
him?
A little bit more.
I understand.
A
now.
Little bit more clout earned.
I understand
than
that.
Tomlin does.
I understand. How about John Harbaugh? How about Pete Carroll?
John Harbaugh has 7 playoff wins in the last 11 years. Tomlin has 3.
He's got one in the last five compared to none.
They've
each had one Super Bowl, and Tomlin has been to 2. But I understand that's ancient history. I do.
Yeah, it is. It's ancient history. So I wouldn't have given him his extension.
Okay.
He'd be going into the final year of his deal.
Okay.
I can tell you that.
That's fine. I certainly can understand that. And all I'm going to tell you is if he gets to the final year of his deal and he plays it out, he'll be gone somewhere next year.
Then somebody else can win 3 playoff games in the next 11 years.
See, again,
right?
3 playoff games, then fire him. Bring in somebody else. And give them a chance.
I'm still willing to give him more of a chance, but I'm getting close. You think Art Rooney's getting close.
I didn't say that. I didn't say he's getting close. I just don't think Tomlin has a lifetime job. You do.
Well, we're getting pretty close with 15 years.
Again,
when we get to 20, that's pretty much lifetime.
Again, let's see how this year goes. I mean, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. I pick them to go 8-9, and it depends on how it goes. You know, then maybe next year Tomlin's under a little bit of heat. Maybe, depending on how it goes.
Should he be?
Depending on how it goes. I can't answer that until I see how it goes.
So you're open to the idea?
Are the quarterbacks going to be good? I mean, are they going to lose because of injuries? I don't know. And again, I pick them to go 8-9. So if they go 10-7... Should I think that he had a pretty good year? Because on paper, I don't think they're very good. So do I give
him credit? How much responsibility does he have for that on paper?
For them being good?
For them being not good on paper.
Well, he certainly has been involved in the personnel decision.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
So
I'm talking about more of a reduction of power than I am getting rid of him as a coach, although I wouldn't have given him an extension and was clear on that.
I get that. And I can't.
So you said he should be under some heat depending on how this year goes. So you're 1 year away from saying he should be
I'm not 1 year away from anything.
You said you're one year away from him being under a scenario where he's under heat.
Okay, what if he goes 4-13? What if he goes 4-13?
What about it?
Then maybe he should be under a little bit of heat.
Okay.
Maybe. I'm not saying even then if he goes 4-13. I can't answer that question until I see how the year plays out.
I guess
out.
They could just go on forever then.
No.
Not
winning
playoff
games. That's
not exactly
what I'm saying either.
What are you saying?
That I still think he's a really good coach, and I'm not interested in replacing him yet at this point. But again, depending on how things go, maybe I'll change my mind.
Okay. I think his power should be reduced, and I think he shouldn't have gotten an extension.
Okay.
And there are still some things I like about him. As a head coach, I think I gave him above average grade, didn't I?
I think you gave him a C.
Average grade.
Yeah. Average grade. Well,
that's
you
pretty
point
generous.
Out, when you've had 5 bad years, average may not be good enough.
I would even say they've had 5 bad years. They've had 5 years without a playoff win.
Right, non-playoff winning year, winning games.
Yeah, it's been about average, you know? And part of it would be who you could get to replace him. You know?
Well, I've never been a big believer that if you think you should make a change, you can't be afraid of making it because you're afraid of who you might hire. I don't believe that. There's good coaches out there. If I think it's time to replace them, I'm going to replace them and take my chances with
I agree with that.
And I think some people, you can't get rid of them. What are you going to get? Maybe it'll be worse. Well, maybe it'll be better.
I just think it was time for big change, not almost no change at the top of the organization.
So what is big change? Bringing in an outside guy, Weidel, to make him general manager and give him total power in the organization? No, I just throw his name
bringing
out because they brought him in.
Bringing in somebody from, somebody from the outside.
Doug Whaley sits in this chair on Wednesday.
Doug,
bring him in and give him total
power.
Doug
Whaley is deeply entrenched in the Steeler way. That would have been a continuation.
Andy Weidel
he might be too.
Yeah.
But that was in a very minor role
a long time ago.
And he's
been around two other organizations since.
Yeah. Give somebody
Although
more power
Whaley's
over personnel.
With
have
Buffalo
Tomlin be the defensive coordinator.
And other people.
Right? As you've written and said.
I have said that. I believe
that's
that.
That's a major reduction in power.
Maybe that will happen with Brian Flores there.
Yes, it
Although
could.
Although he doesn't have the title of defensive coordinator, does he? So does that mean he has no say in the defense?
I don't know.
You're hung up on the titles. He's not the defensive coordinator. Terrell Austin is.
What do you mean I'm hung up on the titles?
Because the general manager versus assistant, in this case, I don't think it's a big deal. You do. And I get it. That's fine. But I'm asking you, Brian Flores is a linebacker's coach, special assistant to the head coach. Does that mean he doesn't have as much say as the defensive coordinator? Terrell Austin? I think he might.
In a normally functioning organization, yes.
I think he might.
The assistant has less.
I think he might.
Now, he's an extremely unusual case.
Right.
Because they brought in basically a head coach and gave him, I'm not sure what his overall role is.
You talk about the status quo. That is a big jump from the status
quo. That's a hire that I love.
That's a big jump
Brian Flores.
From the status quo. And maybe that'll take some of the defensive stuff away from Tomlin.
And that's what I'm talking about with Tomlin. That I think we're both talking about is, come on, this guy's the defensive coordinator. He's your head personnel guy. How about be the coach?
See, I don't think it's any different in Seattle with Pete Carroll. I don't know that it's any difference in Baltimore. I know they have
Ernie DeCosta. Seattle, right? You have an actual GM. They just brought in a cap guy to be their GM.
Does he have final say over Pete Carroll? I don't believe that. Does the guy in Baltimore have final say over John Harbaugh? I don't believe that. I don't. Does the guy in Kansas City have final say over Andy Reid?
So what does Dulac mean?
Andy Reid,
what does Dulac mean, and what do we mean when we say Tomlin's powers are only increased with Omar Khan as the GM? What do we mean by that? Do you think his powers are increased?
Probably are.
In what respect?
In terms of personnel. Can't increase in coaching.
No.
It is what it is, and I don't think Omar's going to wade into those waters, but maybe it will have a little more say in the personnel side, although I don't know how much he had with Colbert. I think he had a lot, just as I think all these other coaches do too. Now, you can tell me Andy Reid's track record recently is a lot better. It's a hell of a lot better, but I think he has a final say in Kansas City. I'm an outsider looking in. That's my guess.
I'm not quibbling about final say on a draft pick for the head coach. I'm quibbling about him becoming more and more powerful on the personnel side, whatever that might mean. In this case, it probably means that there's not a lot of pushback from the GM.
Probably.
Yeah, we're saying that there's not a one-to-one comparison as to what Kevin Colbert's role was and the influence he had and what Andy Weidel's influence is going
to
be.
See, I don't know about Andy Weidel. I keep hearing great things about him. Very strong opinions.
You know,
a very good talent evaluator. Maybe he will have as much say as Kevin Colbert did, even though he doesn't have the title.
Well, if that's the case, then if he does have the same amount of power and influence, then maybe Mike Tomlin's role isn't. He doesn't have as much power or isn't gaining power through
all
this.
I don't know, Matt. I want to see how it plays out.
We'll never know, really, how it plays out.
Probably we'll never know.
412-928-9370. Your thoughts on Omar Khan as the GM, on the power structure of the Steelers, on Mike Tomlin. Ron, there's a fine line between criticism, heavy criticism, and he should be fired. That's where I stand on it.
Okay. That's fair.
You're
between the heavy criticism and he should be fired. Or you're just at the heavy criticism.
I'm to the point where now that they've doubled down on Tomlin, I'm really, first of all, not expecting anything to happen. And secondly, want to see what he does with a new quarterback for a year or
two.
Me too. You know, I mean.
Me too. And again, you know, what may be his, Matt Canada may be his undoing.
Well, that's the other thing.
I'm not sure about that. Maybe Matt Canada will be a genius. Maybe now that he doesn't have Ben, maybe he'll be a genius. I'm not betting on that. And maybe he'll end up being, Tomlin's doubled down on him. Maybe that'll end up being his undoing.
It could be. Although, as I've said, I don't think anything will be his undoing. That's the thing. I just don't. And pretty soon we're heading to, what is it? Is this year 16 for him?
07 was his first year.
I'm not happy with the job that Tomlin's done for a while now.
Okay. But not
Are you?
Stopping short
Are you?
Of firing him.
Do you think he's done a good job?
No, I'm not. But I'm not quite as down on it as you are. That's all. But I mean, you're not to the point of where he should be replaced.
Nope.
Okay.
I think there are steps you go through. One is not extending him. That would be a big one.
Well, that's already been done.
That's already been done. That I wouldn't have done. I think that he operates without any thought that he could ever be replaced.
I don't know that. I mean, I've talked to him about that. I've asked him point blank that. I don't take anything for granted, but what's he going to say? What's he going to say? Hey, you're absolutely right. I know it doesn't matter what I do. I'm here forever. He's not going to say. I asked him that question point blank. I said, you work for an organization that believes in stability. You know, like you're going to be hard to replace. He goes, I don't take anything for granted. But what's he going to say?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.